Does the radio come? Do you all agree this one is taken on the radio?
No.
Louis, you're serious, papa? He's joking, he's joking.
Attends, attends, je regarde.
I'll put some of, this is the old one, this is the old design, which anybody wants it can have it.
The old design, let's go for the new thing.
C'est Martin, le projet Roger. He's asking with the project Roger, this is Martin.
It's still me.
Martin?
This is the old one.
Do you really want it? I mean, do you have it with the size of that?
I don't know if this is really a good idea, is it?
Fine.
So the API one, is that, yeah, the inside of the Canadian unit?
Ça va se calmer.
Right, so we're not paying. Are we deciding?
Ouais, c'est Jean-Jean.
They were decided.
Chairman? Chairman, Louis.
Non, non, jamais.
Louis, non. C'est ton travail.
Okay, everybody has something, I think, so, to summarize the situation, there was 1 year ago already an agreement on the design. It was a very long one, some people asked. And finally, Frederike and Christophe came last time, and they want to change the design. Just say, why not, after all? And they met now this new proposal for the design, which is this Jean-Louis thing. So now, as a European people, we have to see if we agree or if we are against or whatever. So I don't know, is there any cost, any estimation of this?
We don't have a cost estimation of this, but looking at the comparative sizes between the two, it's basically the same as the other one in terms of the size. So. The only difference is the canopy.
What material would be the canopy made of?
That is still to be decided, but some form of, preferably water-type canopy, so it would be not just a mesh.
A canvas.
Just
a canvas of some description. There are, we have some, they've sent us some brochures, ideas, and there's somebody in Pondy apparently that does these things. They're tensioned from either direction, so there are ideas for it.
Okay, Vanny.
Okay, so yeah, maybe for some who may don't know, actually the project has little change, and he has been and they contacted from also the very not just the drawing but the technical approach. Jean Pougot, so he is the one who advised them actually instead of doing a circle to do this hexagon thing, and they saw that the price would be more or less the same because at the beginning when it was just one line thing, actually it was three models, and now it's only two models with this central place. But it's true we don't have the estimate of this what the tents would cost, and this Peter from Luminosité, the architect, who say that he has connection, and because he has been using this material, so that's where we are. But I am also, I got a personal mail by Frederica, and she really would like to have the estimate that I bring it to the ABI meeting in UK, because it will be discussed. And it seems ITDC has been approved. They also went to Lavenir visit, and it seems no.
For the time being, the first step is to have an agreement on this project. After this, Martin, who is the representative, will go to Lavenir, and we ask if they have to make something new or if it is working to go on this.
But you went already.
I can speak briefly about that. I already approached Jacqueline about it. And Sarah also has Frederica talked to Sarah. Neither of them expressed any concern because they said, look, it's a temporary building anyway. And it will.
Careful, temple is.
Already did. So their view was. look, we take the old one out and we put the new one in, and it doesn't bother us greatly. It's similar, it's a similar construction, it's similar in many respects to the old one. So they're not bothered about it.
Okay, so can we give the feedback to people from your Fuji?
Yeah, because you asked feedback, I will keep the poll. I will say green light, because it's time that we don't lose
time.
Any more time.
Yes.
But time only one condition, to be clear, the next management. It's important that, okay, the green light is given from ordinance, let's say, the approval should come from L'Avenir, but the basic recommendation is from this group. What is important to know is who will carry this.
Yeah.
Who will be the responsible from now on? Are you, Martin, still taking 100 meter more? And with gratitude, what you have done so far is very, very meaningful. Or are other people, I understand that some gentlemen here proposed the name, would like to follow the next step, whatever they are. Of course, implementation, then management of the activities. This is important at this stage, because I think that's my feedback.
You want to say something?
My question is the same as Luigi's. You know, how are we going to do, who's going to do the construction?
Yeah.
When are they going to start?
Yeah.
And who's going to manage it? Yeah.
So going into the same point, I found that because we discussed it also with Martin, we have, I mean, the project holder can only be also Aurelien, and as far as I know, Denis is still newcomer,
yes,
and Michael is also still newcomer, and very young, with a lot of projects all over the place. And to my point of view, because the AVI people also asked me, and I say, Marcel, for example, I will not see myself a project holder, because I also don't have the knowledge of that. We need, you know, he knew, he's a little bit an engineer, and he has a little bit understanding. We need someone who is, to follow up with construction, we need also someone who has quite some understanding of what is going on. That's why I was wondering if, for example, of course, Jean Pougot will be the best, or
no.
You,
Jean
Pougot
will not be interested. I am not interested. I am not able to do this. I told already
someone
that I will give the green light when we start. But it has to be responsible people who can deliver in the time factor and in the price factor.
That
was
my two concerns. That someone who knows about construction, who knows
about the management,
how to manage the work in India with Indian worker in the setup. So yeah, for me that's why newcomer not fitting that. and with some knowledge in the background.
Manuel, want to say something?
Yes, I have a question to ask you. Is that being fixed as you're talking about the time limit?
Yes.
Has that been fixed already or not?
Normally, this should take 3-4 months to do it when it is started. But someone has to know, to follow, to make the
there
thing,
is infrastructure
making,
to be done. I suppose there is infrastructure to be done.
No, infrastructure, because there is it's very close of international zone.
Yeah, this
international
is inside
house.
The compound.
It is inside the compound, so there's not. But we have planned to make a toilet here, which is planned.
Yeah. There is a
so
toilet.
We have to find a way to make a...
Inside,
a
outside.
Toilet.
Out, no, it is,
inside.
It is here. Here. I think so.
Yes. Yes.
But there is two. On the other one, it will be a storeroom, maybe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This one will be a toilet.
Yeah.
No shower, because there's no caretaker. Because it is
no,
big with the caretaker.
You have to have a shower. If you make a toilet, you put a shower.
As you, anyway.
So this is dry toilet.
He wants dry toilet only. He is a dry toilet. Yes, Annie.
So, the International Zone Coordination Team put an announcement in the news and notes inviting people to come to this meeting, and we said very clearly that we need a project management team. So hopefully some of the people who are here today who aren't normally here, hopefully that's why you're here, maybe you're interested in being part of that project management team. I don't know. So that's a statement and a question. And then the other thing that I realize is that we have not submitted any plans to Lavenir, or we have?
We get the NOC.
We have an NOC.
Yeah.
The press
site.
But both the site and the building.
Okay, we have the building.
But because it's a temporary building there, my understanding, both from speaking to Jacqueline and speaking to Saro, is that it won't be very difficult to make that change between the old one, which is the train line one, and the new one.
Will it be difficult or won't it?
Not difficult.
Okay.
Not.
So we need a project management team, right?
And if possible, from Europe. Yeah.
One or two persons will be sufficient at this stage to, they don't need to be constructor, but to find the proper builder and to keep all the connection with AVI, just a normal management. It's not a big deal. The question is to find also the constructor, huh? Because yeah. Louis said he cannot, and that is the thing. I mean, maybe you can give some advice to who knows how to do.
There is two people. There is Peter and comment il s'appelle, ceux d'invocation là. Kevin and Peter. They are doing for the housing service one big project, exactly the same same type of la maison des jeunes. So we could ask them to look after the building of this, because they are doing a lot there, so it is the same type of thing. So it would be easy for them to do the grid, flooring, and whatever.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
This is one possibility.
That is a good advice.
I can keep the connection with the communication purpose with the ABI, but I don't want to be the project holder as such. So the communication, so if there is a project holder, I am okay to keep more the admin part of the communication with the idea, as I never do it, so.
No, you want to
no.
Stop.
No, no.
Yeah, but. Pino project holder?
Pino is a European one.
Wait, let's move.
European. Architect and European.
Well,
what do you want more?
Manohar is not normally here. Manohar, are you
No, well, I got an invitation to discuss about the European pavilion, and I thought that many Europeans would be here.
Yeah.
I don't see many more than the usual number that it's here. So that gives me a sign that there is not that big, how to say, big push for this great interest.
Only so Italian?
I'm not even, how to say, an official representative of the Italian pavilion. Because we took a decision already 1 year ago to participate with One Lac, which has been given. There is not this big enthusiasm.
No.
And also for me, if I can say my personal opinion, I think that, especially coming on the 50th anniversary of Auroville, that we show to the world that after 50 years, the European nations present here, which are, if we put all together, maybe the second community, even more than the Indian community, we have not been able to make a proper pavilion, while a state that is not even existing, like Tibet has one pavilion and is building another one. I think I would rather prefer to avoid to show this failure from our side. I can say that because, I mean, we have not been able to do it. And we are not the only ones, many others have done. This is my personal opinion.
Your feeling, Personally, I don't share because
I also don't share.
We are 2,600 people with the children. So even the European pavilion, the full one would be empty. So you need to grow with the number of people to be able to have a final pavilion. So we can have a temporary according to the number of people. And after we can see, yes, Luigi.
I would like to clarify this point, Manohar. I respect your perception and it's not a debate, but there are a different feeling that this, even if it is something small, it's a seed to carry a flame. It has stays its own time, but it's a little beginning of together. And this is a thing as a base camp to do
the larger pavilion for the various countries of Europe, for which you may not know, but we have prepared a brief for an architectural competition for the big size pavilion. So we hope that this will be not just a small temporary thing, but really a place where there is an energy, unblocked energy. That was the feeling for which the IBI had participated, put energy, collect a little bit money. It is small, but it's a strong prayer.
Okay.
It's because, I mean, yeah, the temporary people, project people question, but it was like, we saw it through the thing with the French pavilion. In a way, whenever we invited, you know, people were passing by, like consul or embassy, then we present them the international zone and it was just a wild field. So for these people, it means nothing. And then at the end, at least we see it with the consul now from Pondicherry, the French consul, that at least when they come to a place. You know, it's not much, it's also something like that. But still there is a feeling, okay, there is still French people into with a small place, and I don't know. And maybe we hope from there that something will come up. We are not sure, but... So that was what I believe the idea from the IBI behind, that instead of doing again like the French people more different pavilion, then maybe at least start for Europe. That was the idea. Because it's a strong push from the IBI people, actually. That's where it comes from.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. Paulette, you want to say something?
No, I'm just in the same situation as Manuel. I thought we would come to discuss minimum 2-4-story building.
How many stories?
Minimum 3 or 4, and the discussion would be against the European Union, what Europe means, and so on. So it looks like a joke.
No, that has been clearly announced as the European House, and not temporary. As the European temporary. Center, temporary. And this is a process which is not overnight, and the last week announcement in the news is 2-year process where a lot of people have gone through. The last meeting we had here, there were 50-60 people, mainly from the ABI, but also our Rovigian. And Paulette, definitely we want the final one. This one day can be removed.
Sorry, I went to Milano after 42 years. And I saw, among the other things, the international pavilions, not to mention the skyscraper and everything. So when I see now, 50 years later, this for the international, Europe, whatever it is, it looks like a joke. If it is serious, then it's really serious matter.
Yes. Okay, so I think there should be a kind of consensus from European people for going for a green light, but the main point, it is a condition to have responsible project holder to be able to look after this, after this achievement and the time factor and the cost factor. That's all. So we can say there's an agreement. What do you think, Martin?
Well, as far as the team is concerned, we have an offer so far. Because I'm going away now at the end of this week for 2.5 months, so I'm back in the middle of July. So anyway, I can't do very much, and
but it will be discussed in the UK, so we have to bring it somewhere.
Sure. But however, we have already an offer from a few people to join a team.
From?
A few people.
A few people. To join a team.
Who?
So we have... Denis, who is offered. We have Ulrika, she's a German newcomer, and she's offered to provide a lot of energy behind it. We have Bogi, who's offered to be part, and her husband, of course, who is an engineer, so there's a possibility of some expertise from I've forgotten his name, anyway.
Zoltan.
Zoti.
From where?
Hungarian.
Bogi. And her husband. So they will be both.
But
and they'll
coming?
Be here in August. Yeah. They'll be here for August.
But for 6 months.
So, but okay, but so it's already a team building. So, and I think we have the possibility, I think then, perhaps we have to wait for the, at least for the project to start in earnest until July or August. I have nothing to offer at the moment, I'm afraid, because I'm not going to be here.
Sure. But Louis, am I allowed to ask one question?
Or you have somebody? Wanted to say something Prasad. Before.
You can.
No, please.
It's
nothing good.
I think somewhere I read Shobhini said small victories are matters.
Small
victories are important. Small victories. For me, even for a tiny little project, we cannot find a project holder. So it's okay to start a small project and go forward. And only one suggestion, instead of calling it European House, is it appropriate to call it European House of European Union? I don't know.
Just House of?
European Union. EU.
No. Because you give a political connotation.
And just, now European Community is solving more or less,
good advice, but it's give a political.
Okay, Luigi.
Yeah, quickly.
We'll try to.
I have a question for you, Dennis. Will you be ready to take up the advice of Louis to contact possible contractor? Because the question is very simple. We, instead of postponing, why we don't, if we feel, and this is, we have few voices which like Paulette and Manohar, this is, we hope it's a consent, more than a consensus. We have to take also their reservation and put it there. But my point is, Denis, would it be possible that you take, not in charge of the construction, but the possibility to carry the project and to kick it off with, if you found the people who can do, it's not a big deal. Not speaking of a huge project here, it's just you need a good constructor, and we have good constructor who work already in this for the housing service next to Courage, after Courage. Would it be possible that you take up this?
I can say, to reply to your question, I will have two wondering. First of all, is it the project order will, is it just a matter of construction, or is it a matter of maybe making European more affordable to the culture? I don't know, because I see also distributions in Euronet and so on.
The activity.
Yeah, what about activities? Is it just checking construction, or is it more maybe thinking of the future of the development of the Paris? I don't know, because if it's...
It's one step at a time.
The first step is to make the project.
The first wondering. And the second wondering would be, as I heard about a newcomer is not able to carry a project, so
as a project, full project holder.
Full project holder. So yes, maybe we have to define what is the field of skills. But I have already offered my time and my goodwill.
Okay. So, Vani.
Yeah, because I believe. I mean. But whoever proposes, these two young people, Kevin and Peter, can be a good deal, because at least they know that will solve the know-how, and I believe they are quite responsible. But then there is, for whoever follow up the project, there is a financial part to really follow up. And because then we have donors from outside especially. So this has to be really, my experience with that has to be really Papa, and it's a little bit way that as me and me can share with you. So that has to be, for example, if you will take it up, that would be my question. Then will you be ready to take the financial following up? Because that is not from the caretaker to take it up. And me, I'm, as I say, I will only be part of the team as the one who does the link with all the questions and feedback for the RBI people. But the financial part, yeah, be, it's, a bi- no, it's a big thing. I know that we all time push it away, but it's a big follow-up. Okay. When there is donor from outside.
Yeah. Okay. For me, there is no part to be aside or not. If it's a commitment, yes, I will be able to take.
We are speaking of 8 to 10 lakh or how much, which is clearly there.
Yeah, more or less.
It's not a big deal. It's just a good administration. So, not the end of the world. For me, it will be very nice if this group give a consent to continue. To give all our trust to you people, to maintain the liaison. I think this will continue.
Yeah.
And to see also OSB for all the connection of infrastructure so that it's done in a gentle way.
But you see, it is a big thing. I mean, you can't minimize the thing. I think we can get a green light on the sense that everybody wants it to go forward. But where we don't have the green light and we don't have the steps to put it in on the ground, because there's the power thing, there's the water thing, there's the toilets, there's all these little details that somebody like Denis would be a huge load on one person, plus the finances, plus the interface with the contractors. Now the contractors will come, and we just had a big site next to us. You have to manage the workers. There's a lot of situations there. And we're inside the compound of another functioning unit, which is the International House, which is full of visitors and has its whole own life going on inside. So you're going to be inside that. So there's a lot of considerations and things you'll have to do. We have to work with Manu and Garima, and there's family there. There's all sorts of things. So all these things are not small, but they're important. And if we try to skip over them or rush it, we get into, you know, difficulties. So we have to just go carefully, that's all I'm saying.
But it's, I agree, but we nobody wants to skip. We say it has to be in harmony with the relation there.
Yes,
but it's not such a huge...
No, but we're talking about who, see? We're talking about who.
Sure.
We don't have the drivers for the place.
Yeah, but I don't think you are correct on something. It's not the project holder who follow up the workers, actually. When you have a good, it is true if this is a contractor a little bit from, it can be true if this is a contractor from outside, but if we take contractors from Oravillion like these two, then they are the ones responsible to follow up.
No, I know
workers.
Those two boys.
It's not Denis who has
I know those two boys, and we just had Louis construction across the street. And I must say that it was not conducted properly. They all peed in Amy's house every day, all sorts of things, they wasted the water, all sorts of things happened. We can't have that happen again.
Okay.
So, Martin, so I think the first thing is, first, the green light of the European people present here. Second, there is normally, you have to go and try to see l'avenir. If they need to have a new building commission or not, this is clear. So if it is not, very good. You have to just to write.
And
after this, the third step would be to. I agree completely with the bill. It has to be some responsible person to look after the bill.
And we need to estimate. We don't have the estimate. And I don't know. Can Jean do it?
No.
Who will do this estimate? Because I need to go through a BIUK with the RBI meeting with the estimate.
The contractor can give the estimate.
The contractor gives.
Always is the contractor.
Contractor give the estimate to you. Contractor can give the estimate.
Yeah, but that it's a question of the canvas. Don't get lost in a glass of water, friends. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Luigi, thank you. Ami.
I'm not directly involved in this project. I'm from the United States, I'm not from Europe. So I don't have a strong opinion about the project per se, but I feel that it needs a project team.
What? You?
It needs a project team. A clear yes from responsible people who are here, and have some sense of what they would be signing up for. I built a house in the international zone, and thank God I had Alok building that house. I don't wish that experience on anyone. It's not a small thing, especially when you don't have experience. And I really appreciate Denny's goodwill, and I'm absolutely certain that he is sincere. But I personally don't think it would be very nice for us to say, okay, Denny, go ahead and do it. If there was two or three people sitting here in the circle that would say, I'm on board, you know, count me in, I'll be there, I know what it means to hold a construction in Oroville, great, I wouldn't even be talking right now. But I'm not hearing that. I'm not hearing that right now.
No, that's what my question is.
So I'm concerned about that.
That's why I say be careful, don't put everything on the newcomer.
I
because
see
it is exactly, I have the same experience with this construction, it's a headache. Yeah.
Okay. 1 minute, Fanny. Martin.
I was going to say exactly the same as Amy. I think we need a team. We need a team together who can actually allocate responsibilities and can take it forward. I have to say, I mean, I would be very hesitant to take on what we were asking of Denny, even though I know perhaps a bit more than he does about how to do things. Because I think it's a big responsibility for one person. And especially somebody who's quite new to Oregon. So I think at the moment I can't see any alternative but to wait until August, or at least mid-July, August, when we can get a team of people together who will, I will volunteer to help bring that team together. I won't volunteer to take it forward, but I'll help to bring that team together. And to actually move forward with the project at that point. I'm back on the 14th of July. So I would get onto that straight away. But I think we need to get those people together, and I totally agree with you.
Okay.
So
no, I think we have to wait. But anyway, Martin, you can go to L'Avenir.
Sure.
To check, in case there is a new one, before you go, we have to send a new building permission.
Sure.
This one, and after we have to wait that you come back. That's all.
No, can we express as much as they have expressed a different opinion? Mm-hmm. I want to express a different opinion from what is emerging now, which is typical of group dynamic, where finally we come to postponement, which is called procrastination. Procrastination in high psychology. That
procrastination
you, in high psychology is a way you don't face the things in the proportion of the moment and you postpone. Here we are. No, let's do a little exercise. No things. With respect of different feeling that we keep postpone once again. And this is what happened very frequently in our group dynamic. Sorry, even if I am all alone, I don't agree. Because suddenly it has become, but you know how many things, how many projects only one person has carried Auroville? Huge one, much bigger than the one we are speaking, or Auroville, is born because of one person drive. Who get the right help? This expert, that expert, all of us, we have done this. Big, small, few people have carried the project. So, I'm sorry, keep this in mind, the way Auroville has been born so far, and the way we have to continue to keep that flame. If, and that it comes for me to the person who has offered, if he is aware that there are those all those things, there can be people he can relate for support. I am ready to give all the little knowledge. I am sure Louis will give the little knowledge that to realize something like this, just to keep the energy flowing and not postponing. This postponing is a world which we should remove from our vocabulary. We face if we can, and it's not forcing. and is not Russian. It is a question of carpe diem, of catching the moment. There is a momentum, finally we seem to have a consent around a new proposal, good step. We know that we need a person, if consciously of what we have said, he is willing to take it up and try, why not? And we will support from different corners with advice. I am ready to give you, and I know that we will not be leaving you alone, and there are other people, and we support. May start, may not start, but not to say let's postpone. I don't want to hear this anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you feel?
Now, I want to say something, because the problem here is simply the attitude.
It's what? The attitude?
The attitude. Because I am the one who for several months went ahead without architects, because Saprin left, so the third building, which is a four-story building, I was supervising the team. The contractor was coming in the morning, was telling me what to do, and then he would not come back until the next morning. So I was waking up every day feeling this is wrong, this is wrong. Obviously, I have no building construction experience at all. But just by intuition, I was feeling something. So I had Piero coming twice, Helmut coming twice, Harald Kraft and our figlio coming, and that's how we were able to save the third building. Moreover, the situation was disastrous because when Saprin left, we had problems with the crew of Saprin. So for 2 months, the building was paralyzed. Nobody wanted to come because they couldn't do it enough. The contractor became, because he saved Vikas, the most reputed contractor in our village, is Mohan. He was a young person who the only thing I knew about him was a small house that he had built in the Greenberg. Just I liked the person. The result, he was having discussion with all of them, including Piero, and when Harald Kraft came and he saw the water tank, he did not even want it to climb because he was convinced it would explode. Then I was able to reassure him because Mohan and Piero did the calculation together, and Piero said that Mohan, who was just a simple unskilled worker from the village, had done calculation and added on his own steel, and he saved that. Also the basement was flooded twice, and again he was saved by Mohan, the contractor, who did the perpetuation.
Okay. So what is your point?
Thank you for your information. Yeah.
So if you believe, you can do the things. If you don't believe, you will never do anything.
Okay. Okay. Anyway,
So I just,
we have to close now the meeting.
No,
yes, Luni?
I just replied to Luigi, and I thank you to asking this question to me. So yeah, I am ready to take part of this project. Including your support,
yeah.
Of course, Louis and all the team,
yeah.
And let's go and let's see what.
Let's do it.
Maybe you start alone, but then the team. There's some other all the people that Martin has been speaking about. They can join. You know, like it is only in a few months, no?
Yeah. Sure. Is it okay? Everybody feels okay because. We should see if there is any objection, because his offer, and it's beautiful, I appreciate his
really
offering.
Appreciate.
Huh?
Yeah. I really appreciate.
Me too, yeah. Any objection should be said, because if we start, we have to start together. We have to start in a good feeling, not we.
Yes, yes. No, there is a green light of all the people from Europe about the project, this is clear. So normally, the next step, Martin has to see the avenir, and parallel, Denis can try to meet Peter and Kevin and show the project and to have a quotation and to come back with us with a quotation.
And to send it to me for the area.
Yes. First to see the quotation, what will be the cost. Huh? And after we go, we see next step.
It's okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
So green light to
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Okay, we try to conclude now. there is 1 minute of silence and thanking all the European people who came for the European house.
Thank you.
Long life. European pavilion.
Yes.